KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
There's a spring in the mountain, and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and produced by West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support provided by Bailey Glasser, welcome to another mountain stage with our host, Kathy Matea.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune, but the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world, it's just a simple song. This world is turning round, a simple song.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, hello, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. I'm Kathy Matea, and we are back at our home, the Culture Center Theater here in Charleston, West Virginia. Thanks to all of you for joining us here, and to all of you out there listening on the radio. There is not a show anywhere else in the country today with as much talent as we have on tap for you. Abner Ramirez and Amanda Sedano Ramirez, Johnny Swim, are back with us. Still to come in this hour, another acclaimed duo and their band, Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Trotter, better known as The War and Treaty, tonight. And we have another special treat for you tonight as well, a song from a West Virginia-born musician, Lionel Cartwright, along with the Mountain Stage Band. He's going to come out and sing for you in just a little bit. Well, we're going to open the show with one of our own, a singer-songwriter who grew up in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, over in the Eastern Panhandle. It took her a while to discover that music was her calling. She went to flight attendant school. She was a theater producer in New York, and she taught for a time in Guatemala. Her debut album, Loose Cannon, has been streamed over 1 million times. It launched her career, and she just released her second album. She calls it Do It Myself. Both her albums were made during a breakup, and this one, she says, is about the journey to self-ownership. Please welcome, for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Olivia Ellen Lloyd.
So he bought a place downtown. Oh, you could feel the train wheels rumbling in every room of that old house. Bones' daddy was a dreamer. He wasn't good at making hay, but he once dreamt he built a roller coaster. Oh, and a West Virginia clay. But that house is
in high supply. They shipped her out off to the charm farm. Small. Been getting stares from all my neighbors, like they know I won't be here long. Who says memories can't be bought? Well, I've written yours out for a song. Down other people's eyes look good when you paint over the pain.
I brought out two guitars tonight, so that's how you know I mean business. It would be an understatement to say that it is an honor to be here tonight. I have dreamed of playing Mountain Stage since I was a little girl, and I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. You might not believe it upon first listen, but this is a song about hope, I promise.
She was 25 when her daddy died, and mama'd been gone for a long, long time. Too old to be an orphan, too young to have plans of her own. She started staying out late, hid her head in a cloud of smoke, saying, if this don't kill me, do you know something that might do the trick? If this don't kill me, suppose that I'll learn to live with it. He gassed up the car, knowing the drive was far, laid out early to beat the rising sun, forgot his coffee, still getting cold on the counter back at home. He didn't know he was until he woke in a tangle on the road. If this don't kill me, do you know something that might do the trick? If this don't kill me, I suppose that I'll learn to live with it. Sister on the phone, so don't you worry, I'll kick this habit and get on the next train home. Oh my sweet Annie, I hope you're right and you don't leave me all alone. If this don't kill me, do you know something that might do? If this don't kill me, I suppose it I'll learn to live with it. If this don't kill me.
I want to take a moment to introduce you to my band right up front here. From West Virginia's largest city, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we have Jason Borisoff on the guitar. And my emotional support hair model, Dave Shepard, on the bass. And way back there on drums, you may not see him, but you can hear him. I picked him up at Tri-County 4-H camp in 1999, and I haven't let him go since. That's my best friend, Kyle Andrews, on the drums. I gotta say, y'all, it's a bad year for my haters.
Swimming at the Red Hook Community Pool, up and at 'em every morning with no time to think of you. I'll only need one cup of coffee and it'll get me through the day. I'll be so awful good at living, you won't have nothing to say. To crack me up good.
you're one of the best lovers that so far I've ever had. But there's something in you starving. Instead of nourishing yourself, keep on feeding off of me. But now I need me for myself. And I'll do it myself. Do it myself. How quickly the time passes when the event finally arrives. I have time for just one more song. I'd like to dedicate this one to our friend Chris Broadwater. Chris was a public school teacher in West Virginia who very sadly passed away, and he was a huge supporter of our band. Our first record got over 1 million streams. I think 500,000 of those were probably Chris. And I saw his wife last night, and I asked if we could dedicate this last one to him, and she said, of course. So this goes out to Chris, the best that West Virginia had to offer, a public servant and a great community member through and through.
I don't stay out late much anymore. Most nights I'm in by 9 or 10. And I don't rant and rave after a drink. You could say that I am saner than I've been, than I've been. Used to cry at the drop of a hat. Used to feel every single thing. I would crawl on my knees through broken glass, trying to feel a different kind of pain. But I don't dream quite as hard anymore. All the world don't feel as big as before. You were such a loose cannon. You were such a loose cannon. Flying high, I always wondered where you'd land. Traveled around for a couple years, but the road, it was never a good fit. Every town, it felt new for a couple days, and then I'd fall into that same old bin. Now I live somewhere not so far away, and still it feels just like a different kind of world. From open fields and late night driving, but I swear I am that same old girl. I just don't. Falling
fall until I crash landed hard. Tried to pull myself together, but in the end I fell apart. Now I don't dream quite as hard anymore. All the world don't feel as big as before. You're such a loose cannon. You're such a loose cannon.
Yes, sir. She won the Kerrville Songwriting Contest in 2023, and she also sings backing vocals for others, including Lizzie Noh, Emily Scott Robinson, and Joby Riccio, among others. Her brand new album is called Do It Myself. That was Olivia Ellen Lloyd. We have a special guest with us tonight. He was here to take part in the 2025 West Virginia Music Hall of Fame ceremony, so we invited him to be a part of the show today. He'll be joined by our great Mountain Stage band back here. That's Ron Soul, the leader of the band, on acoustic guitar. Michael Lipton and Ryan Kennedy are our electric guitarists. Bob Thompson is over on that piano. Steve Hill is on bass, and Ahmed Solomon is playing drums. Here to perform his hit song, I Watched It All on My Radio, please welcome Lionel Cartwright.
I'm originally from Mason County, West Virginia. And when I was 9 years old, my family moved up to Marshall County, West Virginia. My dad got transferred up there. And when we were unpacking boxes, I found a little transistor radio of my dad's. And I started sneaking it to bed at night, and I started dialing around on that radio. By the way, this was one earphone. This was not earbuds or AirPods. And there was no screen. It was just the dial. And I heard music from Chicago, Pittsburgh, New Orleans. It was incredible. And years later, Don Schlitz and I wrote a song about it. And if you were listening to country music radio in the 1990s, if you were alive, you may have heard it. It goes like this. I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out, no one could see. Over the airwaves, the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke. And I watched it all on my radio. At the crack of the bat, I knew how far it'd go. And I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. Michael! When the ball game was over, the wrap-up complete, I'd search through the static till I found a beat. The Beatles and Creedence, the Stones and the Birds. You should have seen all the bands that I heard. Saturday night, when the skies were all clear, a station from Nashville sometimes would appear. With steel guitars and soft southern twang, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry would sing. And I had a seat on the very front row, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. Yes, and around about midnight, some preacher came on to tell me what's right, to tell me what's wrong. There was a test at the sound of the beat. It was only a test, the voice would repeat, and the national anthem would sing me to sleep. I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. Yes, and I had a seat on the very front row, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio.
Cartwright with I Watched It All on My Radio. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Remember, if you missed part of Mountain Stage or you want to hear something again, you can visit the podcast section of mountainstage.org. Each podcast includes songs not heard on the radio and the complete finale song. If you enjoy the show, take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Our next guests are a Grammy-nominated husband and wife duo. Singer-songwriters Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Trotter have been making music together for the better part of a decade. They are hard to pin down. They play a mix of blues, gospel, soul, bluegrass, and country, and the Nashville Tennessean says they are unlike any other act in music. They've had top 40 records on both the AAA chart and the Billboard Hot 100, and they were the first black duo to be nominated in that category for the CMA Awards and for the ACM Awards. They've collaborated with Emmylou Harris, Dierks Bentley, Zach Bryan, and the Brothers Osborne, among others. They have a new album called Plus One, recorded in Muscle Shoals at the legendary Fame Studios. The opening track was co-written with Miranda Lambert, and Billy Strings also guests on his track. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, The War and Treaty.
Hey everybody, I'm Tanya.
And I'm Tanya.
It's good to be back here at the Mountain Stage, man. This is so cool. Third time's a charm. So we have this song that we're gonna sing for you tonight. It's off our very first album called Healing Tide. And I wrote this song after I had a very, very serious back enchilada. And after I disappeared for a good while, having what I like to call a conversation with my own body.
Well,
in the throne room, in the bathroom, and Tanya knocked on the door, and I came up with this song title. It's called It's Not Over Yet. So I hope you like it.
That took a turn.
Are you okay?
I'm breathing.
2, 3, and...
Will your heart speak for no one but yourself? Have you lost all your faith in good health? Are you dying to live within yourself? Have you canceled out heaven just for help? I see your pain. You wear it on your sleeve, a mistake and rain. For the tears you cried in sleep, I know it's gone. And the clouds all look like a cloud of smoke from your heart. But it's not over yet. You got more to live for. It's not over yet. Happiness is at your door. Was just a test to see if we could handle more. What you lost was gain, and gain was truly lost. Happy now. It's freedom, yeah. But freedom comes with a cost.
much. So you didn't really believe that last song was about an enchilada, did you?
It was.
It was?
Move on.
Oh, God.
Next song.
Okay. All right, so we did just release a record in February, but we've been working on something new already. And so I want to teach y'all a part, the ladies and the men. Is that all right? Okay, ladies, don't sound so enthused. Okay, so it's real simple. It just goes, oh, I will find my way.
I'm
in the wrong key, but it's
yes,
okay.
Yes, wrong key, babe.
I'm doing it that way so that you all won't get scared, okay? Because it's high. All right, Max, let's give it to him. Michael wants to put him in the right key. All right. Oh, I will find my way to you. All right, ladies, come on. Oh, I will find my way to you.
All right,
oh,
fellas,
ladies.
Let's show them how to do it. This is how you do it, guys. Oh, I will find, you know, like, my way to you.
Yeah.
Just throw it out there. No one's listening anyway. All right, here you go. All the guys. 1, 2, 3. Oh, what? That's how you do that. And then quick to you. Give yourselves a hand, fellas. That's
ladies?
The ladies are scared.
Okay, ladies. We're going to have to do that one more time. Okay? All right. When it gets to the part, just don't embarrass me. Stars in the sky are pulling bright, leading me to the one that I love. He's waiting for me, whether I come or not today. So our lives together can start.
Here we go.
Thank you.
song's called Maryland. If I told you how much I want it out, would you give me a same cylinder of down? And if I told you I house. One more time on the banjo. Please give it up for Mr. Taylor Shuck, everybody. Come on, Taylor. Slim. Noise for my beautiful wife, Mrs. Tanya Trotter, everybody.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Mountain Sting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And on vocals, give it up for my husband, Mr. Michael Trotter Jr., and on keys as well.
Good one, all right?
Thank
Johnny
you.
Swim's next, baby. Psych, I was just playing. We back already.
Tamarine, you said bye.
My bad. I thought we were. Okay. Well, okay, so this song right here, I did not write in the commode. This song I wrote on a tour bus. I think. Was it on tour? Well, nonetheless.
I don't know where you write the songs anymore.
Well, nonetheless, I want to teach y'all this little part. There's a little part in here, and it just says, "Boy, we sure do have it made." But the key to this part, when you sing it very loudly, because it's going to be on radio everywhere, okay? You want to make your voices heard. Now, you want to sing it as if you've had too many things to drink. Now, I know you don't drink. Nobody in this audience looks like they drink. Except for that one guy that's asleep back there. But, like, boy, we sure do have it made. You think you can do that with me? Here we go. One, two, three, and.
Boy, we sure do have it made.
Well, my God, you guys fooled me. You sound beautiful. We're going to do that together, okay, in this song. This is called Boy, We Sure Do Have It Made. Here we go, Taylor, and let's go. Oh, feels good. Come on, y'all, I hear it.
take me away to a heavenly place. When demons and angels, they're all I can say. There's no harm done and no foul play. And the whiskey river tap is always bay. Here we go, on stage. Oh, we sure do have it made.
Beautiful, y'all.
Daddy left his beer cans in the back seat of his town car. I often wondered how they got there. Must have got blinded by the smoke at the bar. Where the women laugh at every joke made, and the men spend up all the cents they're paid. And they don't care about losing dime, just as long as they're having a good old time. A good old time. Take me. Yeah, a four-door. He's on his way to pick up his kids. Gonna take them to his mom so she can babysit. And he'll grab Dave somewhere along the way so they can go out and celebrate. And when they finally hit the pub scene, everybody cheers and hands him a cold beer.
Did I tell you it was going to be a good show? Michael is a veteran, and he learned to play piano in Iraq, of all places. His unit was encamped in one of Saddam Hussein's palaces, and they had a piano in the basement. He learned to play. He was encouraged by his commander, and his commander was killed a short time later and became the subject of Michael's first song, which he sang at his memorial. His commander's name was Captain Robert Sheets. There is also an upcoming biopic of them in the works. Their new album is called Plus One. That was The War and Treaty. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, or over KSKA in Anchorage, Alaska. We're so glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR.